Somber sounds signal sightless encounters etched endlessly in my mind, meddling my membrane, not insane to the membrane, but rather the brain, and to gain as I wash the overcast off. I see the light. I see you. You're listening to Lo-Fi Poli-Sci. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci, how we doing out there? Dr. P right here, talking our famous question. What's going on in the world today? And if you're out there hearing our voice, then connect to us, people. Add us on all the socials for all your local lo-fi updates. Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, we all over the place. And get ready and come out to see us to this year's first live show. Coming up next week, Thursday, March 21st, at UNO's Library, Earl K. Long, room 407, from 5:30 to 6:30 is showtime. And social hour afterwards, a bit of a meet and greet from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. So come on out, people. Next Thursday, we're waiting for you. Now let's dig into that lo-fi global news, starting out in Haiti. Updates, people. Things are not good. The country's de facto prime minister can't even re-enter into the country. Gangs have been attacking the airport to keep him out. Prison breaks with thousands of people being released. Police stations being attacked. And one of the most powerful gang leaders has said if the prime minister does re-enter into the country, that the country will go into a civil war. Lo-fi, eyes open on Haiti. You know, in political science, we talk about, you know, what's a failed state. This is a failed state, people. Eyes open. Next up, we're moving to a place where the state... well, the state is far from failed, but rather is in overdrive. To El Salvador we go, where we've just seen the government recertify the state of emergency for the 24th time in a row, meaning that for 2 years now, El Salvador has been in a state of emergency to fight gang violence. You know, they've tossed out constitutional rules and civil liberties and civil rights, and the president, they allowed the president to run for re-election, even though they're not supposed to. That president was re-elected. And you know, you have to start to wonder, when does this end? Like, what's El Salvador supposed to look like before the president stops this 2 years on now? Right in, people. Right in. Now, out in Ireland, the people had some referendums on redefining how the Constitution defines a family and how the Constitution talks about the roles of women at home. Both failed. The family definition was looking to go beyond defining a family in traditional terms as far as being married. That failed, so that language stays the same. And the role of women at home was supposed to be changed, but not now. Because 73.9% voted against changing the women's role at home language in the Constitution. And 67.7% voted against changing the definition of marriage based on families in the Constitution. But you know what? Well, no. Rather, let me give you this piece of data first. Then I'll ask you. Voter turnout rate for the referendums was 44.4%, not even half of the population came out to vote on these things. So for the language for the role of women at home in the Constitution, technically, when you do the math, 73.9% of 44.4% voter turnout is 32.8%. That means 32.8% of the Irish voting population actually voted not to change gender role language. And they got their way. For the family language, 67.7% of 44.4% voter turnout is only 30.05%, meaning only 30.05% of the Irish voting population voted not to change the language, and they got their way. Voter turnout, people, if you don't vote, well, you can see it here. Write in with your thoughts. Now, out in Ghana, the parliament of the country passed an anti-LGBTQ+ law, which would give a person who identifies as part of the community up to 3 years in prison. And anyone promoting the community's activities, up to 5 years in prison. The president was set to sign this. And then, international community came down hard on this law. So the president said he's going to wait for the Supreme Court to decide if it is in fact constitutional or not, and then he'll make his decision then. Eyes open on Ghana, people. Because generally, Ghana is thought of as one of the freest countries in Africa. And a last piece of news, before we switch into our Fab Five of the Day, to France we go, where last week, in a vote by the legislature that was 780-72, and signed by the president, France becomes the first country to explicitly make abortion a constitutional right in the country. Period. Full stop. Who's next? Question mark. France says it's going to now push that it be a constitutional right in all of European Union countries. We'll see. But the percentage that it passed within the French legislature, 780 yeses to 72 noes, that's about an 85% voting in favor of this being a constitutional right. 85%. That is well past overwhelming. That's a statement, people. Eyes open. Let's see if this catches on. All right, check it, check it. This week's Fab Five of the Day is... Guess what, people? I'm going to be so nerdy this week. No surprise to all of you. You all know who you're listening to. Freedom House just came out with their 2024 Freedom in the World report, and oh my goodness, I love new data to play with. So, you know, we got to talk about it, right? We got to talk about it. So... Now we got a new data for Freedom in the World, and these data are for the calendar year 2023, but the report comes out in 2024, so it's called Freedom in the World 2024 Report. And so what we're going to do is today we're going to do the five least free places on Earth. Places, mind you, we'll talk about that in a minute. Next week we will do the five freest places on Earth. And remember, Freedom House scores countries from 0 to 100, 100 being the most free and 0 being the least free. And Freedom House also gives ratings of free, partly free, and not free. And since we're doing the bottom end of the list, these are all places in the not free category. So let's get it. Coming in as the fifth least place on Earth, Eastern Donbass, with a score of 2 out of 100. And tied for the fourth place, two countries, South Sudan and Syria, both with a 1 out of 100. Number two, the second least free place on Earth, Tibet, with a 0 out of 100. And number one, the least free place on Earth, Nagorno-Karabakh, with a negative 3 out of 100. And there we have it, the five least free places on Earth, people. And for all you post-midterm lo-fi listeners out there, I know you're listening. You better be listening. Two bonus apps for you right here with this one. Both due by Monday, March 17th at 11 p.m. That's in 1 week from now, people. Number one, of these five, which are places and not countries? And what countries are these places in? I'll give it to you again. Number one, of these five, which are places and not countries? And what countries are these places in? And number two, the second bonus opportunity for you. How did Nagorno-Karabakh get a negative score on Freedom House? How did Nagorno-Karabakh get a negative score on Freedom House? Get those bonus opportunities in, lo-fi. All right, check, check, check. It is switching gears to that lo-fi global trivia we always love. My friends, we got five questions coming at you, starting with number one. The Security Council of the United Nations called for an immediate cessation of hostilities for Ramadan in which country of the world? The Security Council of the United Nations called for a ceasefire and a stopping of hostilities for Ramadan in which country of the world? And this is an actual vote. Vote's been done. Number two, who is the newest member of NATO, which is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization? Who is the newest member of NATO, which is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization? Number three, Tibetans marched in New Delhi this weekend. Why? Tibetans marched in New Delhi this weekend. Why? Number 4. Which country has recently seen hundreds of students kidnapped, but has a long-standing problem with students being kidnapped in the country? What country has recently seen hundreds of students kidnapped, but has a long-standing problem with students being kidnapped in the country? Number 5. Which country has finally set presidential elections for March 24th? What country has finally set presidential elections for March 24th? Love you, Lo-Fi. And that's just a snap of what's going on in the world today. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Pickering, signing off.